is a great joy for me to share the precious teachings with many of Dharma brothers and sisters here tonight. Our center here has been actually for the last so many years, and many great masters have come here and bestowed many empowerments, initiations, and teachings. And so many people are already very familiar with the Dharma practice, and I see that their Dharma path is growing and developing in such a way that they already kind of reached certain levels. So it is a great joy for me to see such a development. And tonight, the topic of my Dharma talk is regarding the why it is necessary to receive the major empowerment prior to receiving the short initiations. And this question is not so simple to answer. And in fact, it is difficult to answer with one answer. So first of all, I would like to explain the general explanation. The great Lord Buddha, who possessed the infinite wisdom, compassion, and power, through his skillful means that he has bestowed enormous amount of teachings. Buddha has many great activities, physical activities, verbal activities, and mental activities. But the most important activity is the verbal activity, which means that he turns the wheel of Dharma. By turning the wheel of Dharma means like the wheel turns, and then you proceed to from path to path. And similarly, the great realization that Buddha has accomplished, that he put it into the words and then gives us teachings so that then the disciples learn the teaching and practice, study, contemplation and meditation, and then through that one proceeds. So it's just like by turning the wheel that one gets into the destination. So like that. So that it is called the turning of the wheel of Dharma. So which means by giving the teachings that Buddha saves the sentient beings. The way that Buddha is helping the sentient being is not just by performing the miracles, but by Buddha giving the instructions and say that this is the right way and that this is the wrong way. So we must not follow the wrong way, and we must follow the right way. And by following the right way, then we ourselves will proceed further on the path, and eventually then accomplishes the liberation and the enlightenment. So the Buddha has given enormous amount of teachings. We normally talk about like 84,000 and so on, but these kind of numbers is just not the total amount of the teachings that Buddha gave. This kind of number is actually the one person, one disciple has heard so much as like 84,000. So the total number of the teaching that Buddha gave has actually no limit, because purpose of giving the teaching is to benefit the sentient beings. And the sentient beings has no limits. Just as like space has no limits, the sentient beings also has no limits. So the Buddha's teaching also has no limits. So the limitless teaching, which got sort of divided, you can divide into many ways, like time-wise, subject-wise, and so on. But the most common one is, since there are two types of disciples, disciples that who follow the smaller goal, and the disciples who are aiming for a greater goal. So there are two main traditions we have today, the Hinayana and Mahayana. The Hinayana, the main goal is to attain the liberation, nirvana for oneself. Whereas in Mahayana, the goal is to attain the full enlightenment, not just for the sake of oneself, but for the sake of all sentient beings. So generally we have the Mahayana and the Hinayana. And then within Mahayana, we have Vajrayana and General Mahayana. Or this has many different names like Sutrayana or the Paramitayana and the Course Yana, General Mahayana, they are all same. And then we have the kind of extraordinary yana, or the tantra yana, or the mantra yana, and vajrayana are all same. The sutra yana is called cause yana, because the cause and the results are very different. And it is also very distant between the cause and the results. Vajrayana is called the result yana because the right from the beginning one can take the result into the practice, and also it is far more easier to accomplish the result. So therefore it is called the result yana. It is said that when the Buddhas appear into this universe, then it is called the light eon. And when the Buddhas are not appeared, it is called the dark eon. And during this eon, there will be 1,000 Buddhas. So therefore it is called the fortunate eons. Although there are 1,000 Buddhas, but it is and our present Lord Shakyamuni Buddha is the fourth Buddha. There's the first, second, third, and the Shakyamuni Buddha is the fourth Buddha. And although there are 1,000 Buddhas, but it is the only the Shakyamuni Buddha who bestows the Vajrayana teachings for the common followers. None of the other Buddhas bestow the Vajrayana teachings. It is said that many eons before, 1,000 Buddhas are all together. Their prayers and their inspirations all have a common one. So they are all together, right from the beginning. So long before they attained the enlightenment, they were all born as a prince. As a universal emperor, universal king, who had 1,000 princes, and then they were all together, and then they all prayed, and their spiritual guardians, the Brahman, who collected all their names, written down, and then mixed with the names of the prince with the precious jewels, they all prayed when they are going to attain enlightenment and where they are going to attain the enlightenment. And then they were mixed with the precious jewels and put it in a vase, and then taking out one by one. and this will determine who is going to attain enlightenment first and second and so on. And in this way, and none of the princes wish to attain enlightenment at the time of dark age, because during the dark age, all the beings have very strong defilements, and it is very difficult to subdue them. So the none of the princes wish to attain enlightenment during the dark eons. They all wish to attain enlightenment during the golden eons, in the good time. Our present Shakyamuni Buddha, who has a special compassion and who has a special will, special inspirations, so he prayed that he wished to attain enlightenment during the dark eons, where all his brothers were not wished to attain enlightenment. So at that time, he wished to attain enlightenment. He said that he made this very courageous and very strong compassion and prayer. And also he prayed that the defilements, although at that this dark, during the dark eons, the beings have a very strong defilements, but he prayed that such defilement can use into the instead of that becoming hindrance, that they become like assistance, or can use into the path. So therefore, since he took this very courageous decision, and that only Shakyamuni Buddha was empowered to bestow the Vajrayana teachings. Because, for example, the person, the son or the child who goes to the poorest country should have the best share of wealth. So like that, he is empowered with the... So the Shakyamuni Buddha, Lord Shakyamuni Buddha's time is the only time where the common people can receive the Vajrayana teachings. And then also, in the other teachings, such as like the Manjushri Namasangit, which says, all the past Buddhas also bestow the Vajrayana teachings, and the present Buddha, and all the future Buddhas also will bestow the Vajrayana teachings, and also the present Buddhas also bestow the Vajrayana teachings again and again. So there's a kind of general, most tantric teachings says that none of the Buddhas give the teachings. And only in Namasangit, he says all the Buddhas give the Vajrayana teachings. So there's a kind of contradiction. And so this question was put to Dongun Shwegyapakwa. As you know, he's one of the five masters of our order. And then he gave the answer. There's no contradiction, because all the Buddhas give the Vajrayana teachings to the superior disciples. For the superior disciples, all the Buddhas give Vajrayana teachings. And it is the, but none of them gives the Vajrayana teachings to the common people, common ordinary people. For ordinary people, only the Shakyamuni Buddha gives the Vajrayana teachings. So the Namasangita explanation is meant for the superior disciples, higher level of disciples. For higher level of disciples, all the Buddhas give teachings. So in this way, I see it is actually a very rare opportunity to have the chance to hear the Vajrayana teachings and to have the Vajrayana practices. So to practice the Vajrayana path, to enter the Vajrayana path, it is absolutely essential to receive the empowerment and the initiations. Without receiving the transmission from the authentic gurus and the authentic empowerment, if one try to practice, if one try to do the visualizations and recitations, even one knows the meanings, even one knows how to do them, but instead of accomplishing the result, one have to face very severe consequences. So therefore, it is absolutely necessary. So before I give the actual explanation, I try to explain you what are the differences. There are three kinds. We have the Wangchen, which means great empowerment. And then we have the Qinlab, which means lack of blessings. Then we have the Jianang, which means lack of permissions. And Jianangs are usually short. Wangchen, or the great empowerment, mostly is two-day empowerment, is the most important one, because through the Wangchen, then the disciples are ripening. Ripening means like if the fruit is ripening, then one can eat the fruit. If the fruit is not ripening, then one can't eat. So like that, to enter the Vajrayana path, one have to ripening. So to ripening, you need, in order to ripen your body, voice, and mind, then you need to receive the empowerment. And this empowerment could not be just short initiations or thing. It has to be the 2 day, mostly 2 day. Although there are some Wangchens without 2 day also, but mostly it's 2 days. And so it's a major empowerment, means first day is the preparation day, and the preparation is mainly just to test, you see, like by throwing the teeth sticks, what kind of CDs or the attainments that one will be able to accomplish, and also by tightening the protection thread, and that it will protect you, and then also by observing the dreams, that what kind of CDs that one will have, affinities, what kind of CDs that one will be, or what kind of attainments that one will able to accomplish. So it is kind of test. And through the test, if you have the right ones, and then the next day you receive the empowerment. And the empowerment, normally there are two main sections. First one is entering into the mandala. Entering into the mandala means that you throw the flowers. So by throwing the flowers to see whether one has the karmic connection with the Vajrayana path, or whether one is ready to practice the Vajrayana path, and if so, then what kind of deities that to whom you have the karmic connections, and so on. So then after that, you receive the actual empowerment. To receive the major empowerment is very, very important. It is just like empowerment means that, such as like this Vajra course empowerment is very important, because through this that you lead into the Vajrayana path, and that you are ripening, you are empowered. It means that you are empowered to do the visualizations and the recitations and the meditations. And otherwise, you are not empowered to do this. So the receiving the major empowerment is very important, and it needs a lot of preparations and a lot of things. For example, if one is going to make a new field on the wild land, then you need to do a lot of works to make the field. You need to plow, you need to dig out, and you need to take all the weeds and stones and so on to make it a proper field where the crops can grow easily. One needs to make a lot. So the receiving the major empowerment is just like that. And making a new field on the wild land. And then we have the chinlaps, which means blessings. Such as, like, example is like Vajrayogini chinlaps. Chinlaps, definitely you cannot receive the chinlaps without receiving major empowerments. Because chinla means somebody who already ripening, who is already entered the path, who is already on the path. Chinla means blessings. So chinla only enhances and it helps to grow, to rise the primordial wisdom quickly. So therefore, receive the chinlaps, it is absolutely necessary to the someone who have already received the major empowerment. Because chinlap is something to improve what you already have. So if one have not received the major empowerment, then chinlap could not be the end of the introduction also to ripening in the first stage. It is just like chinlap is like to improve the field which is already exists. If the field is already exists, then you to improve that, you need not require so many works. Just making some improvements can improve the field. So like that, the someone who have received the empowerment can receive the chinlap, and by receiving the chinlap, then you can improve the which already the, because during the major empowerment, you receive the empowerment, and it is just like planting a seed on the fertile ground. And so the seed which is already planted now, to improve that and to grow that faster, to grow it faster, then you need this time in chinlaps. So the chinlaps are definitely necessary. And then after that you have the jianangs, which means like permission. And usually there are jianangs short initiations. And then also in the Vajrayana or the Tantrayana, we have the four classes of Tantra. Actually, as again, the Vajrayana teaching is a very vast and many in number. But so that different Mahasiddhas, according to the different Tantras, they make also different divisions, like six classes of Tantra, four and three and so on. But the usual standard, particularly our tradition, is that there are four classes of tantras, namely like the Kriya Tantra, Jaya Tantra, and the Yoga Tantra, and Anuttara Yoga Tantra. Kriya Tantra is the very basic one. The Kriya Tantra, Kriya means activities, actions, physical actions. So this is for the interior. It's a very basic one, and it's for inferior persons, inferior people who could not do, who could not emphasize on the inner meditation, but emphasize mainly on the outer physical activities and verbal activities, such as like the nyungne, you know, the like fasting rituals. So for them, it is the Kriya Tantra. Kriya Tantra is the very basic one. And then the Charya. Charya is like the for the mediocre persons. And the emphasis is on the outer physical activities as well as the inner meditation. So this is for the mediocre persons. And then we have the Yoga Tantra. Yoga Tantra is for superior persons, one who can emphasize mainly on the inner meditation. The Anuttara Yoga Tantra is for the very superior persons, and the emphasis is that all the conditions, the good and bad, all can take into the path, and where one could have the highest forms of meditations. So for them is the Anuttara Yoga Tantra. Anuttara means actually there's no other higher. It is the highest. So these four classes of tantras have a different sadhanas, different practices, and different deities, different empowerments, and also different styles. For example, Kriya Tantra is very basic tantra, so it's for very basic level. So in the Kriya Tantra, strictly speaking, Kriya Tantra practice, there is no self-creation. It is kind of close to the Sutrayana, because in the Sutrayana, there is no self-creation. In the Sutrayana, it says that every sentient being possess the Buddha nature, but one is not Buddha yet. So that to become the Buddha, you need to accumulate a lot of merits and a lot of wisdoms and so on. Then you can attain the enlightenment. So the Buddha and the sentient beings is very distant, very, very distant. And so the Kriya Tantra is also not very far from that. So in the Kriya Tantra, there's no self-creation, not one self in the form of Buddha or in the form of the deities. In the strictly speaking Kriya Tantra, we have the deity in front of us. Oneself remain as a still ordinary person, and then you make the offerings and you recite the praises, you recite the mantras, and so then you please the deity. And when the deity is pleased, then the deity can bestow the siddhis. So the way you take the siddhi is just like receiving the siddhi from your boss or from your rulers or the king or the queen. Because to fulfill your wish, you have to please the ruler. If the ruler of the country is pleased, then one can fulfill one's wishes. So the way you receive the attainment is like that. In the Chaya Tantra, you invoke the deity in front of you. The deity has two parts, physical, Samaya Sattva and Jnana Sattva. The Samaya Sattva means the physical form of the deity. And Jnana Sattva means the wisdom form of the deity. So in other words, physical and spirit. So the yourself physically in the form of deity, but you do not have the wisdom aspect. The wisdom aspect of the deity is in front of you. You are in the form of deity, but you are like, almost like wearing the mask of the deity. and then the real deity is in front of you. But here, the status is raised. It's not the ruler and the subject, but it is like on equal level. So the way you receive the CD is like from the friends. Yourself and your friend are on the equal base. So the yourself also in the form of deity, physical form of the deity, and the deity, the real deity, the wisdom aspect of the deity is in front of you. So in the friends level that you receive the attainments. And then Yoga Tantra is even higher. Yourself in physically form of deity, wisdom aspect of the deity is invoked, and then you enter, you observe, but still it's kind of not totally mixed. To bind them, you have to bind them. Just like the two woods, to bind them, you need the nails or something to bind them. So like that, there are different mudras. With these kind of mudras that you bind the physical form of the deity and the samaya form of the deity, the wisdom form of the deity and the physical form of the deity are combining together, binding together during the sadhana. And then at the end of the sadhana, you separate them. And the wisdom aspect of the deity returns to the Buddha field, and while oneself still remain in a only the physical form of the deity. So this is the Yoga Tantra. And then in the Anuttara Yoga Tantra, not only that you are in a form of a physical deity, but you invoke the wisdom aspect of the deity, and then two are completely merged together. Just like the water is mixed with the water. So the wisdom aspect of the deity and the physical aspect of the deity are completely merged together and become inseparable. So in this way, the sadhanas and the way the deities are practiced, four classes of tantra are very different. And so the empowerments are also very different. All the four classes of tantras have the empowerments and also have the jnanas. Generally speaking, it is important and necessary to receive the first empowerment. Ideally, for example, different classes. For example, if one is going to receive the Kriya Tantra jnanas, prior to this, you need to receive the Kriya Tantra empowerment, such as like the three bodhisattva empowerments, Rishun Gombo empowerment or the Rishun Gombo Wangchen. And then for the Chaya Tantra, again, same way. Yoga Tantra also same way. And Anuttara Yoga also same way. But then there are also exceptions. There are definitely some of the symbol jnanas or that they are riktes. Rikte means like giving the mantras. These mostly they are Kriya Tantra deities, the riktes. Rik means like the vidya, means the mantra. Te means like giving the mantra. So this kind of mantras are very simple jnanas, very, very simple kind of jnanas. And they definitely not required to receive the wangchen. There are not so many, there are but a few of them, some of them. So therefore, them is not necessary to receive the wangchen. But whereas the other jnanas, the full jnanas, according to our tradition, I think it is necessary to receive the major empowerment. Because without receiving the major empowerment, if one receives the jnanas, then it's not quite right. But then also the different lamas have the different explanations, and also different traditions have different ways. So it's not so simple or so easy to answer. I can definitely say the Qin loves, the blessings, definitely requires the Wangqin. And then also some of the symbol rigdes, or the symbol jhanas of the lower tantra, kriyapas, mainly kriyatantras, definitely do not require to receive the Wangqins. But in between these, the different traditions have the different explanations. For example, like the Gelugpas, as you know that we have the four major schools in Tibetan Buddhism, the Gelugpas also says to receive the jhanas, you need to receive the major empowerments. But then they give the jhanas to everybody. It's open. Jhanas are open and everybody can receive the jhanas. But while they are giving the jhanas, they give the explanation. They say those who have received the major empowerments, they should visualize yourself in the form of the deity, because you are allowed. You have already received the major empowerments, so therefore you are allowed to do the visualizations, so you can do the yourself. You should visualize in the form of deities. And those who have not received the major empowerment, you are not allowed to do the visualization, so you should visualize the deity on your head as a blessing. So this is one way of giving the jhana to everybody. Whereas other traditions like Nyingma and Kagyu are more kind of open, and they are more, so they, according to the Nyingma and the Kagyu, some jhanas have a little bit more elaborate, and they can be substituted as like a major empowerment. So in although it's a short jhanas, but can substitute, so that it is given to everybody. But so in our tradition, some of the simple rigdes or the simple jhanas definitely not required to receive the Wangqin, whereas the Qinlabs, and especially the jhanas, higher jhanas, Anuttara Yoga Tantra jhanas, which has the four empowerments, definitely requires to receive the Wangqin. Because without receiving Wangqin, or great empowerment, if one tries to receive these higher level of jhanas, then it is not right, because simple jhanas, such as short initiation, cannot be substituted as a ripening great empowerment. Great empowerment is to ripening your mental continuum, and so this cannot be substituted with the short jhanas. So this is what I try to explain. For example, like the Avalokiteshvara or the Chenrezig practices that we do here, the Mahamudra, great compassion, and the Mahamudra combined practice is a very high practice. So to do the such practice, it is definitely requires a higher Wangqin or the great empowerment. And only after that one can receive the initiation, jhanas, and then one can practice. So, as it is said in many of the teachings, whether one practices Dharma or not is, of course, only individual choice. Nobody can force you to practice Dharma. If you practice Dharma, the benefits you get. If you do not practice Dharma, also the consequences or the one have to face, nobody else will face. So if one is to practice Dharma, it is best to follow the proper ways. And the proper way is you can follow the Hinayana tradition, Mahayana tradition, Vajrayana tradition, whichever tradition that one follow, or one have to follow that according to the rules and tradition of the teaching. So that if one is following the Hinayana tradition, then one should do the Hinayana way of doing. And if one is following the Mahayana ways, then right from the beginning, the motivation, and then also the practicing, combining practice of the method and wisdom. And so if one is practicing the following the Vajrayana path, then one must do the proper way. And the proper way to follow the Vajrayana path is first to receive the major empowerment, which are very, very important. Because this makes us to ripening. To ripening means to make ready physically to do the visualizations, verbally to recite the mantras, and mentally to meditate on the primordial wisdom. And so in this way that one is ready, then one can proceed on the path. And then, so if one receives the major empowerment, that also in the higher mantra, such as like the He Vajra or the Chakrasambhara, then one is ripening. As if one have received the major higher tantra empowerment, then definitely can receive the lower tantra initiations without receiving the lower tantra great empowerments. So therefore, it is important to receive the major empowerment. Generally, all Vajrayana practitioners, that it is important to receive the major empowerment. And particularly those who are practicing and those who are doing those who wish to receive the higher jhanas, then it is necessary to receive the wangchen. If one receives the wangchen or the great empowerment, then it is kind of safer and more proper way. Again, at the same time, there are some lower tantra deities, some certain jhanas, certain rigdes, they are called rigdes, can receive without receiving empowerment because they do not have a real full visualization. Just like in the general Mahayana tradition, general Mahayana practice also does not have such as like self-creation. In general Mahayana practice, we pray to Buddha, we think about the qualities of the Buddha, and we seek the guidance and blessings of the Buddha, but you yourself are not Buddha. You have the seed of the Buddha, but you are not Buddha yet. So therefore, we do not visualize ourselves as a Buddha. So like that, in the lower tantras, they have a certain rigdes that one can do. But otherwise, most of the jhanas, and particularly the higher jhanas, that has four empowerments. Four empowerments is actually only in the higher tantras. That has four empowerments, I think, definitely requires to receive the major empowerments. But then, at the same time, generally, of course, it is very difficult to determine whether actually who has received the major empowerment. Who can bestow the major empowerment? Also, it's kind of difficult to determine. To give empowerments from the guru's side also requires a lot of qualities, a lot of qualifications. Ordinary gurus, although have received the empowerments, and does the rituals, but can really actually bestow is another thing. And then from the disciples' side also, to receive the empowerment, just being in a place of empowerment does not necessarily mean that one has received the actual empowerment. To receive the empowerment, you need the right motivation, understanding of the meanings, and what is to be purified, what is the purifier, how it is purified. With a full understanding, then one can receive the actual empowerment. Even though one has been to the major, attended the major empowerment many times, one do not understand this, one do not have the right motivation, one do not have the clear understanding, whether one have received it or not, it's another question. But then, in the Vajrayana tradition, or what we call the devotion, is also very important. For example, I myself also, I have received some initiations when I was very, very young. So of course, when you are very young, you do not understand. So I consider it's difficult for me to receive all the initiations again. But I consider once, even though I did not understand the initiation, but the once initiations that I do remember, even though I was very young, but the ones that I do remember where I received, when I received, if I could still remember, then they were, I consider them that I have received such initiations. But there are some initiations that I do not even remember at all. I was so small, I do not remember at all. So although I received us as a blessings, but I do not consider it as received fully. So I try to receive it again for the second time. So that all, I already have the one as a blessing, but then again, the second time I received with some understanding, even though I can't say I have the full understanding, but I have with some understanding, so I consider it that I have received. So like that way, it's not so easy to give the empowerment, also not so easy to receive the empowerment fully. But we, as a Buddhist followers of the Buddha, and particularly the practitioners of the as the Vajrayana path, that we must try our best to do it, everything from the beginning until the end in the properly. Of course, nobody can do in a perfect way in the beginning, but as we go on, as we improve, we reduce our faults and we increase our qualities, and so with this that we try to proceed on the path. So with this we conclude the first part of the talk.